I hate tips.
Okay.
I hate tips. For example, let's say a tip is install an antivirus program that does active scanning, okay, which is the real-time scanning, which is what everybody needs. Okay, great tip. Okay. But in practice, it has a problem, and that is even the best antivirus program is useless for the first 24 to 48 hours that a virus appears, which is, of course, prime time. So if you just give the tip and you say, okay, antivirus, people say, I've got antivirus, I'm covered, I'm safe. They're not. So you need the education too. And that's why I try to avoid giving tips. We could sit here and we could give tips for half an hour and people are still going to be vulnerable because they don't get it.
What's the secret to getting it then?
The secret to getting it is a good analogy is the early days of cars, of automobiles. Right, I mean, when Ford did his Model T, you could just, buy one, grab a key, and they didn't even have keys, right? Turn the crank and drive, right? Didn't matter how old you were, just didn't matter. There weren't enough cars in the road to really matter, right? And nobody really knew what the rules and laws were yet either. So as traffic became, the road system became more complicated, traffic became greater, it was obvious you needed to have driver's ed. It's not enough to tell someone, say a teenager or anyone, drive safely if they don't know what drive safely means. And drive safely means, look before you turn, signal, all the basics, right? That's what we need to start doing. We need to start teaching computer security the way we teach driver's ed, right? Because the internet is now that level of complexity. There's that level of traffic. There is that level and an increasing level of threats. And it should be part of every computer class. It should be part of what every parent tells their kids. It should be part of what everybody who buys a new computer should have an introduction to computer security. Because right now, we're letting these people out on the internet. And, we're paying the price. We're getting all this spam from viruses. We're getting these attacks. You work here at Microsoft, and Microsoft was recently a subject of an attempted denial of service attack. It was on all the news. You know it's going to happen again, right? And how do you prevent that? You can't look to the government to prevent it, because how do you legislate 100 million computers, right? Around the world. You can't look to technology alone to do it, because the best technology in the world is useless if people don't know how to use it and don't deploy it in the first place. So what's left is education. We have to educate the general population. And it's our responsibility as software developers, those of you who are out there listening to this program or watching this program, you have a job here. You have to go out there and you have to educate your friends, you have to educate your neighbors, your kids. You have to be evangelists for computer security everywhere you go. Because if we don't do this, then not just Microsoft, but the entire country is going to be subject to these cyber attacks, and everybody's going to look around and we're going to have all of these, the post 9/11 2008 reports or 2005 reports where they're trying to figure out, well, why didn't anyone do anything? And, you won't be able to look to the president then or intelligence service. You're going to have to look to us. Why didn't we do anything? We've got to do this.
Last night at the user group, you talked about making your security good enough. You talked about securing your home. A home, you put a lock on the front door and you lock the door.
Right.
And generally, that's good enough security for most people. What is good enough security on computers?
Right. It's a real important point because, and any of you out there who are security experts are going to start yelling and screaming at this point, saying, well, you have to have the best security possible. You have to secure everything. You have to do, full analysis and say, that won't work for most people. Right. Right now, most people have, like you mentioned, the house. It's like they leave the door open and they put a big sign outside saying, here's all the cool stuff I have inside, come on in. That's the level of security most people have. So we need them to shut the door. We need them to close the windows. Just like at a home, a determined thief is going to get in. But just locking your door, closing your windows, maybe putting up an alarm system will get rid of crimes of opportunity and provides a very high degree of safety. So it's the same thing here. Basic computer security education. How to use an antivirus correctly, how do you set up the right kind of firewall, making sure your system is up to date, how to spot scams, how to avoid automatic login, all the basics, gives you better security, good enough security, maybe 8 on a scale of 10. I would much rather get 90% of the population up to 8 on a scale of 10 than you get 10% of the population up to a 9.5. So that's what we're after, is we're after, you know, get the fundamentals down.
What are the fundamentals? I mean, when you meet with a teen who obviously hasn't been, practicing secure computing techniques, and you had 5 minutes with him, what would you tell him?
Read the book.
Okay. There's your plug.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, I give them the bullets. Antivirus, firewall, Windows update, and learning how to spot the scams, right? Learning how to be skeptical of downloads. But the bullets, it really is education. It's something that has to be built over time. You know, people have to learn, okay, what kinds of information can I give out on the internet and should I not give out on the internet? What kind of places on the internet are safe versus maybe a little bit dangerous? How do I deal with pop-ups? And the knowledge keeps changing, so it's a knowledge base. Today's tip might not match tomorrow's tip, right? For today, I would tell you to download Zone Alarm, right? A year from now, I might say, you know what? If you're using XP, be sure you get XP Service Pack 2 because it has a firewall there. The important thing is that you understand, okay, I know what a firewall is. I know what it does. I know how to use it correctly. Now, for an adult, using a firewall correctly usually means installing it.
Yeah.
It's not true for a teenager, right? Which is, again, why I actually wrote for teens who really need a little more. Teens do online gaming. And when they want to play a game and the firewall's in the way, what do?
Turn off the firewall.
They turn off the firewall,
yeah.
Right? So you actually have to teach teenagers about firewalls. You have to teach them, believe it or not, about ports and IP addresses and how to do mappings with NAT, and you just have to teach them that. And they can understand it. You know, the teens who read this book, they understood it, and they're able to do this. So this is not rocket science.
Yeah.